open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast. That's the reason I want to get everything out of the house, because I won't go out of my way to go get it. So
I think if you moved out, like you got your own place,
I might die.
Why? You mean just because
I just wouldn't eat?
I could see you getting really skinny because you just wouldn't have food.
Yeah, I just would never.
But that's not like a healthy skinny though.
No,
I don't want to be like that. But I would definitely. I'd probably, if I lived by myself, I'd probably definitely cook more. I would definitely get. I would not.
That's better.
I can see you meal prepping.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat out a lot. No way. I don't know.
Well, and it's not only that, it just costs so much.
Well, meal prepping would be great, but the problem with meal prepping is I don't like leftovers a lot. Like, leftovers are really rough.
That was my next thing. It's a lot of it's like cold food.
Yeah, it's warm up. It's real. Leftovers,
I'd like to try it.
It rides a hard.
I'd like to try it.
It rides a thin line when things get bad.
I don't get tired of eating the same food.
Neither do I.
No, I don't either.
But. I mean, how long can you leave chicken in a fridge and then microwave it on the fifth day? Like,
yeah,
it's still good.
I mean, Hannah had, we had Chinese from Fuji Japan. Well, I guess it's Japanese. Fuji Japan over in Bridgeport. If you haven't been to there anyway, I guess we're started. Episode 142 of the podcast. Fuji Japan over in Bridgeport, Ohio. Fantastic food. And I think it's
where is it?
It's over right in the same plaza as, like, I think there's a, like a Big Lots over there. It's like
oh, and there's a Dollar General.
Yeah,
what's it called? Fuji Japan.
Fuji Japan.
That says Fuji Sushi and that's kind of hard to say. Fuji Sushi and Hibachi.
I took Cooley over and we got.
If you
sushi.
Say it three times
fast. It's by Respects.
Yeah. Yes,
it's solid. That's what it is. Solid sushi.
So I went over there.
You like it?
Oh, and by Mac, it's by MacBid.
He took me one time. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Yeah. Not better than Fusion. I'm not gonna lie, but I do like it.
Now, you didn't get the right thing.
I got the same thing I would have got at Fusion.
How do you know it wasn't the right thing?
Because he gets the California roll. Spicy California roll?
It depends where I'm at. That's the basic roll. Like, Fusion, I get Sunset roll. It depends. It's not
cool. The guy sitting to your left, I guarantee he would try sushi in a million years.
I think he would try, like,
fried. Like,
but he doesn't like shrimp, though.
I don't like. I have tried shrimp, and I don't like.
What
shrimp.
About crab?
I think he would try crab, like cooked crab sushi. I think he would try, but anything.
But I'm
raw.
Also scared. I'm a little bit scared of seafood and stuff like that because. I'm not really but I'm allergic to Old Bay seasoning.
I don't know that you are, though. Well, I don't think
you're allergic to Old Bay?
Yeah.
I don't think we ever narrowed that down.
Every time Old Bay comes out, I start sniffling and my eyes get
maybe
itchy.
What's it called when, like, you trick your brain into thinking that?
It's placebo.
Yeah. Maybe that's what you got. Yeah. Maybe you're not actually allergic.
But I don't know. Anyway. I know that when I was younger, I had crab fries at the Pirate game, and they're all covered in Old Bay. And the next day, my eyes got all puffy and swollen.
That's probably just from watching the Pirates.
Yeah, good point.
But anyway.
But you think that's true? Actually...
No, because all Old Bay is salt, pepper, like dill.
Ew.
Maybe I'm dill.
Boy, I'm not a fan of dill at all.
You don't like dill?
I like dill pickles, but just dill. What's dill considered a...
It's like a herb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
A herb.
Herb.
But anyway. Back to Fuji Japan. If you haven't been to Fuji Japan, it's like a fusion, but there's no hibachi tables, and they do a really, really good
job. Can you dine
in? Yeah. Yeah, you could. It's not the greatest ever, right. But I think that actually goes a mile for me. If I go into a Chinese restaurant and I worry about my physical health while I'm in there, I know the food's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. That's like Popeye's.
Yeah. If the grosser the restaurant looks, the better the food
you
is.
Like, you might get robbed at Popeye's.
That's why the Blue Chip Motel that was in Wellsburg was right in Fallensby. People, I can't.
It's
closed
now. I think we looked this up.
We looked it up.
It's closed, but I'm telling you, every single person from that area that I talked to would say the Blue Chip Motel by far has the best breakfast that you'll ever
that's
have.
Hard to believe.
Well, and that's just like
that's insane.
When you would hear people say, oh, yeah, you know, maybe if you go to a, you're out of town somewhere, you're in a little small city or town, whatever, and like, hey, where's the best dive bar?
Yeah.
You know, like dive bars, they tend to, a lot of them have tremendous chicken wings.
Right, and I don't ever want to go, I think the best place is if you go to a city, I want to go somewhere that's, like, been there a while, people, it's not everybody, it's not like a trendy bar,
yeah.
What can I reference? Like Tequila Cowboy. It's not like that where not there's like 15 bars where people are getting so panicked. But just a dive where it's kind of dark, like underground.
See, I'm the opposite.
And you know what? It's funny. And the last job I had, when we always did those trade shows every year in April, we spent the night there. But we were in a decent hotel, but we went like one block up behind where we were staying. Cause we were kind of far away to go downtown. We would have had to take either the the hotel has a shuttle or get an Uber or whatever. So we just walked like a block, and it was just like a local dive bar. And up on the outside of the building was a mural of Roberto Clemente. But we went in there and had an absolute blast. Yeah. But it was just it was basically a dump. But everybody was having
Pittsburgh?
A great – yeah.
You're Pittsburgh, obviously.
It was behind Roberto. The Comfort Inn or somewhere where we stayed. But again, that's just an example of that because it was dumpy. But everybody had a good time, and the beer was ice cold, and there was no trouble.
I don't know. I think I prefer it. I don't like Tequila Cowboy is not my. I don't like Tequila Cowboy. That place is.
I've never been there. No, I mean I've heard all about it.
Don't waste your time, Chris.
I like the in between. I don't like the dive bar like where it's dumpy and it's dark and I'm scared for my life. I like. I don't know. What would be like a good example?
Like a homie bar is where I would be.
Well, like the last time you've been to one where you felt like.
Well, no, I'm not saying like I'm going to get shot.
All right. I'll ask this question for you.
Okay.
Would you rather be in Tequila Cowboy or that one that was in like North Wheeling that we went to for your birthday?
Oh, Max.
Or in Elm Grove. Max.
Ooh, that's tough. Probably Tequila Cowboy.
Yeah. See that? Like, in my mind, a dive bar is somewhere like Wakeham's.
Mm-hmm.
Wakeham's is a perfect.
And they got great hot dogs.
Yes.
You get a great hot dog there.
Yeah.
$2 beers.
And like, but like a place like Generations. Generations isn't a dive.
That's a sport.
What about Dirty Dog?
Yeah. Dirty Dog's a dive.
That's cool. I love Dirty Dog.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. The dog is definitely a dive.
I guess it depends.
A dive probably consists of close quarters, dim lighting, low staff.
If it's too close, I hate the real skinny bar. Like, there's just like a walkway of a bar and not yet. I like a little bit of space.
You
it's
like
gotta
a
be like a square.
Bar. A hefty bar.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we got here, but Fuji Japan, if you haven't been there, Chris, I had started eating sushi. I got into sushi, and I had never eaten sushi in my life, and I was very skeptical about eating sushi because I don't like cold meat. But I found out that they also fry sushi, and you can get hot sushi, like warm sushi. So I started there, and I got the spicy Connie roll, which is a crab roll. It's got cream cheese in it, spicy crab meat, some vegetables, and then in rice, and then it's fried. So I got that, and it's phenomenal. It's got like eel sauce on it, and you hear eel sauce, and you think this came out of the water, and I squeezed it out of an animal, like eel sauce, but it's very good. It's kind of like a soy sauce, really 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 good with a spicy mayo on top. I could eat like two of those right now. I started getting into cold sushi now, and
oh, really?
I started getting into cold sushi, and I got crab,
like raw fish?
Not raw fish. I did Connie sashimi, which is just cold. It's a stick of crab
okay.
on top of a piece of rice, mm-hmm. and that's it. It's just a cold piece of crab on top of a piece of rice.
That's good.
It's really good. I love crab meat. I found that out recently,
that's
too.
Why'd you eat that cold?
I eat that cold. Well, crab meat, fish meat.
I thought that's how you always ate sushi.
Oh, yeah. Sushi is always supposed to be.
Oh, wait. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about cold sushi, yeah. The sushi I had. So I had the spicy crab roll, which is what I love. That's my favorite. But that's hot.
Okay.
I also was in the mood for crab meat, and for whatever reason, I just wanted it cold. So I got crab meat sashimi, which sashimi means basically a raw piece of fish or a raw piece of crab on top of rice or just by itself. So I got crab sashimi, which is just raw crab,
mm-hmm.
cold. Awesome. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was great. It was like a good refresher. It's good for you. Well, you're not good for you, but it's better for you than eating chicken wings.
So, because Is the California roll like basically that's like a natty light?
Yes, yeah. That's the you're that's gonna find the, it. You find it in every bar.
Yeah,
it's like you're in a Ducks and
relatively
sushi.
Cheap.
Well, okay,
that's,
right.
So yeah. That's funny you say that, Coles. I just looked up the best sushi. This is for beginners. Mm-hmm. They have a little list here.
Philly roll.
So Philadelphia roll, which is salmon, avocado, and cream cheese.
The sunset roll.
The king crab roll. That's king crab and mayonnaise. The Boston roll, which is shrimp, avocado, and cucumber.
Yes, I'd go for that. I love
spicy.
Cucumber.
You would like it, Chris.
The,
it's so good.
You like sushi?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I'll tell you more.
I got a couple more. The spicy tuna roll, the tuna and spicy mayo, and then California roll. That's imitation crab, avocado, and cucumber. The crab is cooked, so this is a perfect if you're still not sure about eating raw fish. And then the last one, spider roll. Ooh. Tempura, soft shell crab, avocado, cucumber, and spicy mayo.
Soft shell.
I don't like that they call it a spider roll, though.
They call it a spider roll because when you wrap up the soft shell crab, it's got the legs sticking out, so it looks like a spider.
How can that be on the beginner's list?
I don't know.
That should all be on the beginner's list.
Yeah, I don't think they actually leave the legs out.
Well, they do for the soft shell crab sandwich.
Yeah, they do. Uncle Jim ate a soft shell crab sandwich.
Oh man!
And I really wanted a soft shell crab, and I didn't pull the trigger last year, but Curry did.
Curry loves it.
They put a bun, and they put a crab in the bun, and the legs just stick out the side.
Is the eyes like, still on it?
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
I don't know if I could eat the eyes.
No.
You eat the whole...
I would eat
like, you're
body.
Taking a bite, and the eyes are looking right at you.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I'd eat his face.
I thought that was it. Just bite
Yeah, eat his face. Do you want to... I looked up the craziest
these are going to be
sushi.
Gross.
So this one...
This will be like this, nobody could
Yeah, I mean,
eat this.
It's not even like... Well, this is the first one on the list. This is 9 weird sushi combinations from around the world. The Dorito Crunch Roll.
See, that now we're
subs, sushi crusted with a cool ranch and nacho cheese flavored crumbs. So that's not really. This is the Sushirito. This Asian Mexican fusion of sushi and burrito can be found at fast casual food chain called Sushirito. It is. It includes
a burrito of sushi.
Geisha's Kiss, which is yellowfish tuna, piquillo peppers, and tamanga. I don't know what that is. Insect. See, these aren't even real. No. Insect sushi, Kit Kat sushi. No. I got to find actual real sushi.
I mean, you would probably lose it where you get, I mean, raw salmon, raw octopus, raw eel.
Have you tried that yet?
I haven't.
I've tried it. I don't love it. I'd prefer just like raw fish sushi.
Like a piece of tuna on a plate would, there's no way I would pick it up.
It just doesn't like to me.
No.
Have you had it?
Well, I don't know. I thought does that count? Like I when we were at the Osaka, and we got sushi, and I think I got the, I think it was salmon and cucumber. Mm-hmm. I think
it's raw.
Yeah, it was raw. Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah. Well, when you get it in a roll, you got the nori, which is the seaweed, mm-hmm. and all the other stuff in it, which is gonna tamper it down a little bit, but. Just laying
just like
a filet of fish on, no.
It's not bad.
So sushi was, so what are we actually eating?
So sushi typically, it can be a lot of different things, but traditionally sushi is a roll of seaweed with rice laid in a layer. Then you put either your avocado, your crab meat, your fish, whatever kind of ingredients you have, and then it's rolled into a roll. It's rolled into a sushi roll.
And then it just
some have rice on the outside, some have rice on the inside. I mean, there's all kinds of different, and I'm not even a sushi fanatic, but I've done enough research. I do. I really like it because it's number one, it's good for you. It's compared to eating, going and getting McDonald's, mm-hmm. eating a plate of sushi is really good for
it's
you.
Just fish and rice.
Yeah.
Does Banana like sushi?
She loves it. Okay. Absolutely loves it. Loves it. She had, but anyway, the reason we got to here, to Fuji, good Lord.
We'll eventually get there.
We were talking about leftovers, and I'm not a big leftover guy when meal prepping. And if I got to the fifth day, I would really struggle to eat. Yeah. Filleted chicken in
it,
but Fuji Japan, we got Hannah got hibachi chicken and rice, and it came with vegetables and soup, and it honestly was well worth the money. Way more food than I could have ever expected. It was in a big styrofoam thing. Mm-hmm. Had so much cheese. It's going to take her 3 days to eat it because she eats like a bird. But the chicken was unbelievable when it came out of the box. Right out of the box, right out of the fryer. It was unbelievable. We were eating it. I had some. It was fantastic. It was tender. But then she let it overnight. We put it in the fridge. Then the next day she heated it up and ate it. And it wasn't anywhere close to where it had been at all. It was kind of a little rubbery. Mm-hmm. The sauce that was on it was a kind of glazed on it, kind of just absorbed into the chicken.
I would say like Japanese food really isn't a good candidate for being reheated. Like,
No, I wouldn't.
Chinese, on the other hand.
Yeah. Well, have you gone to, really? I've asked you this before though, have you gone to Sushi Bomb yet?
No.
Did I mention that to you?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Well, refresh me.
Well, I don't know. There's a place called Big Daddy. Rich Kletner told me about this a couple months ago.
Oh, you told me about this.
And
he was talking about
up at Robinson. So if you take a road trip and you're in a mood, go to Sushi Bomb.
Sushi Bomb.
He told me it's great. I don't know. And when he told me that, you know, he's more like a steak guy. When he said sushi, I'm like, really? And so
you like it though.
Oh yeah. I've only had it like four times ever, but the first time I ever had it was on an Alaskan cruise. You know, they had all this nice looking sushi, and so I tried it and I really liked it.
And then
when we went to that market district up there at Giant Eagle.
Oh yeah.
Sit there and go get your beer, and we go buy a few packs of sushi, and I think we went basic. I think we got California roll.
Yeah,
because I wasn't really sure, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But you sit there, drank a couple IPAs. And
the California roll is the what'd you say it was?
The natty light,
natty light of the sushi world.
Well, because when Cooley was talking, I don't even know if we were on the air yet, and Cooley was talking about it, and you said, well, that's about, or maybe he said, it's about as basic as you can get.
Yeah, I mean, it's considered basic, but I think it's good. I get it a lot.
Well, now,
it's good.
When we were at Osaka, they bring you wasabi, but then they also have the ginger, right?
Yes.
The one time I did it, and I thought those were just like small slivers of like some type of seafood, and I took a whole bite of the ginger.
It'll get you.
Isn't that to clear your palate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a palate cleanser.
That wasabi
will fuck you.
Well, the first one didn't get me. The second one got me.
That's like our St. Elmo's, our cocktail sauce.
Yes.
My
experience, we already talked about this before, I know it was on, is the yum yum sauce.
Yum.
I told Chris.
It was fantastic. He said that. He used that term, not term, but he mentioned it a long time ago. Yum yum sauce. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what he's talking about.
So good.
So when we were at Osaka about like last month or whatever, the lady says, well, I'll be back with your yum yum sauce. I'm like, wait a minute, I know I've heard that before. And then it dawned on me that came from Jabba. Boy, that's wonderful.
It's really good. Yeah. I love yum yum sauce. But I tell you what, I do, not often, but sometimes when I'm at Japanese, I over yum yum. I did it last time that we were at Fusion a couple months ago. I didn't even eat a ton of my meal, so I was like, oh, I'll take it in a box, I'll eat it for lunch tomorrow. And I put way too much yum yum on it. And the next day, it just was so saturated with yum yum that I couldn't even eat it, and I ruined it. It was just like, ugh.
Chris went to Osaka and likes the yum yum at Osaka, but I told him he's got to go to Fusion and get the yum yum at Fusion. Mm-hmm. Because the yum yum at Fusion.
But I can't even imagine that being better.
Because it
seemed like nothing. Osaka's yum yum seemed like it couldn't be any better.
It's great.
I've had a ton of hibachi. And a ton of different places, cruises, different states, countries. Fusion's still my number one. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, I can't believe that it's the number one.
Yeah, Fusion. And I think something about Fusion, well, being able to the food go like scalding hot, cooking right in front of you, about 15 inches in front of you, then onto your plate and in you in the span of like 5 minutes, mm-hmm. really, really sets it apart. I think by far my favorite are the scallops up there. I think the scallops are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, you put me on the scallops. The scallops are good.
God. You do love a good scallop, don't you?
The marshmallow of the sea.
I do enjoy hibachi meal. I can't do it a lot. Like, I can't do it often. Once every, like, couple months.
Do you like seafood?
Not really, no.
He's got a ways to go.
Yeah, I mean, I could do, like, fried fish, but, like, I'm not a huge, like, crab legs and like, lobster and
I'll say this kind of shit.
Speaking
of seafood, we went to a place called Roland's up in Pittsburgh, and it's, like, a lobster place. I'm telling you right now, I'm fucking done ordering lobster. I'm so tired of getting, like, my expectations for lobster is so high every time, and every time I get it, it just tastes like water.
Yours wasn't good.
It just tastes like lobster. Tastes like nothing. Yeah, unless you put butter on it, and then it just tastes like butter.
I was definitely. I don't want to shit on it because soup. It's
no, the restaurant itself was good.
Yeah, my mussels were fantastic.
Did you like the mussels?
Oh, but here's the problem, Chris.
They got a fucking bucket.
They bring it out in this big cauldron, and it's like a big cauldron with a metal cap, and you take the metal cap off, and then you discard your shells in the metal cap. But when you're in a public setting, if I was by myself at a table, I would very much enjoy the mussels because I could eat them by myself. I'm not worried about getting shit on me because nobody's around to watch me. I'm just eating by myself, or even I'm with Hannah. But I'm at a party table with 18 other people, and I'm, like, bunched in trying to eat these mussels, and I'm getting shit in my beard, in my on my mustache, on my shirt.
And it stains your shirts,
man.
Oh,
and I'm like,
I've ruined a couple
of
shirts.
And I got, like, halfway through, and I told Hannah, I was like, this is a mistake. I messed up here. But they were really good. I took a bite of her sandwich. It was the lobster roll. And just
Tastes like butter.
Just was kind of buh.
It's just buttered bread. That's all it was. It was a lobster roll. And I was so excited for it. But I do this to myself every time. I've gotten lobster in so many places. And every time I get it, I'm like, that was $30
lobster,
for that.
They make lobster always out to be a very high class. You go out, you get a lobster tail and a steak.
And
surf and turf, baby.
Market price.
Right.
Surf and market
turf.
Price.
Right. You see them floating in the tank. Like, this is going to be unbelievable.
Right.
And it just never really is. I think crab meat is better than...
Way better.
I totally...
It's like sweet.
Totally.
Would you say that lobster is probably the most overrated food in the world?
It's got to be.
With steak, too. I think steak is overrated.
Steak's got to be overrated. There's no way steak is done.
I think steak is definitely overrated. I think steak has a real high ceiling and a very low floor because I've had horrific steaks.
But some steaks cost like $1,000 and it's like...
Right.
It's meat.
And it's about this big.
Yeah,
it's about the size of
a
fist.
But, Job, what is the most underrated cut of steak? You know this.
Flat iron.
Fucking flat iron is...
$5 at Save-A-Lot, right?
Well, they always sell the London Broil, but that's a lot thicker.
No, it's Kroger.
What?
No, you're London Broil. Sorry, you're right
about
that.
But the flat iron steaks, I think you used to get them at Save-A-Lot.
No, Kroger. Kroger, in the black package.
But I thought Tim used to buy the flat irons from Save-A-Lot?
No, he would get flank steak from Save-A-Lot.
Oh, was it flank? And he'd cook it on that cast iron skillet on the kitchen, on the stove.
You made that one time. I mean, I'd had it before, but remember, you made a flat iron. It could have, you could have taken a picture of what you made and put it in a cookbook.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was juicy. It was just pink enough. I think that's good. And that's not an expensive.
No, it's
cut
not
of
at
meat.
All. But, I mean, you go to a restaurant and you spend $24 on a filet mignon and it's about the size of a fist and you get a couple bites out of it. Is it really worth that?
Fusion doesn't cut you short on
no,
here.
That,
on
it, so, and you get shit with
there's
it.
There's something about when, and I don't know why it is. Like, I could go. Just say go to Longhorn and get the filet with a baked potato. Maybe there's another side in the salad and plus bread. And I don't know why, but I can still be hungry after I eat all that. I don't know if it's just
too.
Because of the steak. And then, like, if someone suggests, well, you know what, we'll go over to the mall. And then, like, 45 minutes later.
You smell that Annie Ann's.
Well, that. Or, well, you know what? Boy, you know what really good now is a medium blizzard. You know, and I know damn well I don't need it. And I'm not really hungry, but I just don't feel filled up. And, if I'm eating pasta, you know, I think pasta's.
No. Filling as shit.
Yes.
Oh,
but pasta's the best.
It's the best. I had it recently at this point.
I'd have to say Italian is my best. My favorite.
I could agree with you there.
I was going to ask you guys if we had it before we go to types of food, which I'm pretty sure we've talked about many times.
So many times.
If you had to eliminate two of these, which one do you eliminate? Land, air, or sea in the type of food?
What the hell am I eating out of the air?
Chicken.
Chickens.
Chickens don't eat.
Pheasants.
Fly.
Any kind of bird.
Okay. Okay.
Land, wait, air, and sea.
Do you have to eliminate two or one?
Eliminate two.
I'm doing sea.
You mean just based...
Based on what you eat and what you prefer, you got to eliminate two, and you're stuck with the last one. And you can eat it however you want, but you can never.
I would probably. I'm going to keep air and land.
You got to eliminate two.
Oh, two?
I think you got to keep land because that's veggies. That's all the animals.
Just keep it to animals.
Oh fuck. Okay. Then I'm still keeping.
Because there's no air.
Chicken.
There's no air plants.
I got to have chicken.
Well, and if you want to go with a healthier, I guess we'd have to keep the keep air and get rid of land and sea, right?
That's what I would do. I would get rid of sea.
Well, there's
and
no.
Land.
I knew his answer
because chicken is literally my entire.
Yeah, that's your.
That's
like,
my diet.
But I do like my land. Like I couldn't have tacos anymore. I couldn't have
chicken.
I couldn't have. Man, I guess I couldn't have bacon.
Yeah.
Hey, what
sausage?
When Trump gets inaugurated on the 20th, and he threw a fucking huge curveball and said, you know, all these different things he wants to do, and he says, for whatever reason, he's mandating that the only thing from here until he's out of the presidency that you can only eat is, like, chicken tenders, chicken nuggets, pepperoni rolls, and name another thing that you love.
Grilled cheese.
Hot dogs.
Grilled cheese.
All right. And you're set.
Fuck, I might become the vice president.
You're set for 4 years.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I thought of that, because I just know how he hasn't. I mean,
Chris, I've gotten way, way better than I used to.
You have, but I'm going to just get. He's still taking baby steps.
Very much so.
Right. He's not.
Yeah. You don't think?
No, you've gotten.
I feel
way
like I'm
better.
Taking.
You've gotten way better, but you're very.
A little. Not a leap, but I've taken. A long
you're so you dipped your toes in the water.
Yes. The other day, or when we were in Nashville, we went to a place, me and Cools, which was really weird, by the way.
The other day.
Yeah, I don't know. It was
months ago.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago when we were in Nashville. We went to this place. It was called Burger Republic because I thought it was funny, the name Burger Republic. Mm-hmm. So we walked there. We went in the restaurant and there was nobody in there, which threw me off a little bit. Me and Cools were the only one in there. It looked a little suspicious. Me and him were in a booth together by ourselves and nobody
in
the restaurant.
Where was Numb Nuts?
Who? Soup? Oh, yeah. He was working out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Cools went and got burgers and he was working out. But so we went in there and I was considering getting, I forget what I thought, a chicken sandwich. And I remember what Jubb said. Jubb always says, if you go to a place and the name is in the...
A name is in the title of the restaurant.
Of the restaurant.
Or the
of
food the, is the, fu- the food is in the title of the restaurant.
Yeah, so I was sitting there, and, you know, I was like, we're at a burger place. I'm going to get a burger. And I got this. It was called, like, the All-American Burger. It was just, like, bacon, cheese, unhealthy shit, and onions or whatever. It was fucking great. It was great. I don't eat burgers often, but I do enjoy.
Well, no, I'm going to call it. So clear this up. If Jubb says what about if the name's in the title?
So if the food is in the title of the restaurant.
Then
so,
it's no good?
No. So you don't get anything other than that. So like if you go to Krabby Bill's Seafood, you either get crab or seafood.
So do you get a steak every time you go to a steakhouse?
Yeah. Every time I go to Longhorn, I get a steak. Yeah.
So I'm like if you go to like Calvin's Chicken Barn.
Got
to
get chicken.
Okay.
If you go to
You go to
Burger King and you get nuggets.
I feel like fast food's different.
Fast food's like
I think fast
food's
different.
But fast foods, I'm not sitting down like looking at a menu. If it was called Burger King and I went in and sat down in the restaurant, I'm damn well getting a burger from Burger King. Okay. But if you go to let's say Buffalo Wild Wings, I suggest getting the wings because
you shouldn't
they
get
specialize.
A, like
in
you
that.
Shouldn't get a burger from B-Dubs. You're saying
no, you shouldn't. Yeah. Now they're probably good, but like more hole in the wall places like that.
But here's the thing, though. No, on the Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm torn between that because the logo is a buffalo.
Oh, yeah,
it's
you don't get wings
animal.
From it. So, and they do have good burgers there.
Yeah, but the buffalo has wings, Chris.
Ooh. Yes, he does.
He does.
So, I mean, so that can create some. controversy there.
But you ever had a bison burger?
No, they used to sell them at Cabela's.
Oh, those are pretty good, I think.
They don't have that restaurant anymore, no.
Man, that was good. That place was good. I loved their fries.
My fucking boots are ripped, motherfucker.
Those are nice boots.
Yeah, they're old.
Waterproof.
I wanted to bring this up because we talked about it on the radio, and we can come back to food talk here in a second, but I think people who listen to the podcast and might not listen to the radio would find this really cool. So I got this message on Facebook, and these guys all listen to this on the radio. I got this message on Facebook because I'm a moderator of our Watchdog Facebook, and I tweet stuff out every now and then and take care of the Facebook for the Watchdog. And I don't ever look at messages on like private messages of businesses like our account or the Watchdog, just because 90% of what's said in DMs are negative.
Probably about me, but yeah.
Like you guys are the worst station ever. Get off the air. Who are these bums on?
It should just be like one of the threads should just say Cooley hate.
Yeah.
And no, everybody
will start a channel.
I would say 99% of the comments that are negative are directed towards me.
But in saying that, I saw we had a notification. So I looked at it just because you see a red dot. It's like the marketing thing, like you see in color, so you just go to it like a moth. So I click on it, open it up, and there's a message, and there had already been replied to by one of our folks down here at the station, and it was a long paragraph. So I thought, okay, this is a scam. So I read through it, and there are these two guys from Finland named Yari and Timo, and they live in Finland, 4,073 miles away from Wheeling, West Virginia. And they are AM radio enthusiasts who tune in to AM radio from across the world. And they have a 1,000-foot radio antenna that they have aimed at the eastern part of the United States. And they said they tuned in at 1 a.m., which was I can't remember the UCT time for them, but it was 1 a.m. our time. They tuned in. And they heard our legal radio ID, which is, you're listening to the Watchdog, 98.1.
So that's what they heard first?
Right. They heard, so they're hearing static, 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 just static. And I have a recording. I wish I had my phone on me right now, but I'd play the recording for you. But they hear on the recording, the Watchdog, AM 1600, WKKX, 98.1, blah, blah, blah. So they hear that.
Like it.
And they send us a message. And they said they heard it, so they recorded it, and they sent it in the message, and they wanted us to validate that what they heard was us, because they were checking off all 50 states to hear radio transmissions from, and we were the 50th state they did, and they heard the Watchdog. And they wanted our validation that it was our station. So we replied to him and said, yeah, that was our station. So they got all 50 states. But they're 4,073 miles away in, what was the place called, Jarrett?
Lapland.
Lapland, up in Finland, in the Arctic Circle.
Finland, to the left is like Sweden and Norway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you mentioned that, I looked it up on the map before I came down here, and it's way north. It's
way
how's it spelled? Like L-A...
L-A-P-L-A-N-D?
Yeah, something like that.
But they're up 200 miles from the Arctic Circle, and they are in a remote cabin because they don't get any interference up in the north, and they are up there just tuning into different radio stations. They're called like AMDXD...
They just a hobby?
Yeah, and they tuned in
how
to us.
How did they... But, so they were just trying to get... Hear an AM station for every state, and they heard ours?
They heard ours. They heard the Watchdog's legal ID at 1 a.m.
1 a.m. their time.
So cool.
1 a.m. our time, it was like 7 p.m. their time.
I wonder what show would have been on. Probably just some. It would have been. Probably like VEASAN.
Probably VEASAN, yeah.
VEASAN. But they heard us. 4,000 miles away in Finland, they had a radio antenna. It just happened to be catching signals from us. I just think that is so cool.
It's fascinating.
They sent us their address, so we're going to try to send them something that we might take. We could take a picture here in the studio and send it to them.
We could have hi Lapland, Finland.
Yeah, I think it'd be fantastic, but it was so cool because I told the guys on the radio, it's like rarely do you ever run into things so unique that are actually real. If I would have read that and they had no personal information about our stuff, I would have thought this is a scam for they want information about our station or something. But they sent a picture of themselves. They sent the recording of the broadcast.
What did they send us an email? Is that what
it was?
Was
on Facebook. It was a Facebook message. So I'm assuming they heard the watchdog and they Googled the watchdog and found it on Facebook.
So they wanted to make sure that what they heard was the same thing.
Right, right.
That they the transmission.
Right, because they wanted to nail the last 50, the last eight.
They were probably pumped when they Googled that and it popped up like the watchdog. You're like, oh, they're real. Like, yeah. This is a real thing. I think that, seriously, I was sitting where Jubb's sitting when he was telling me that, and he was up here on the studio chair, and he started reading that, and I was just kind of paying attention on my phone, and then he just started reading. I was like, and I, like, popped up. I was like, is this real? And I jumped up and read it. It was really cool. They sent a picture of themselves. Yuri and who?
No, Yari and Timo.
Yari and Timo. Yeah, Yari and Timo.
That's definitely two Finnish names.
Yeah, it was. I just looked up a picture. This place is crazy, Lapland, Finland. Like, it is, like, it looks like out of, like, Polar Express. This
well,
like,
I guess if we all went, and Cooley'd probably stay behind just because of the weather.
Yeah, and the hotel.
Oh, come on, Chris. I can take on some weather.
Well, the good thing is, no matter what kind of animals that we face,
we're good.
We're safe.
So we can't go without Cooley.
Bear had a good quote. He's one of our listener station friend here at the station. He does his show with Bob, good old boys, and he said, 90% of the opinions that Cooley says I agree with, and the other 10% I'm wrong.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect. You know, speaking of, like, AM radio, years and years ago, I, not that I wasn't an enthusiast, but I'd have an old transistor, and I would be up late at night, and I would just scan through, you know, I'm doing it manually, those old transistors, and I would find like a local channel, like 760 AM, I think, maybe out of, like, Chicago. And every now and then I could pick up, like, a Chicago Blackhawks game. And there was a station out of Detroit that would have the Red Wings on. Or I'd just come across some random talk show. And I thought that was the coolest thing. And then I'm listening to it. Then they'd go to a commercial. And then they're doing a commercial about, you know, Jim's Furniture Store or something. Yeah. And I just thought it was so cool. So I just, for them to be 4,000 miles away. And
it's
to pick
so cool.
that up. And yeah, we should reach out to them.
I have their address, both their addresses. They live in Finland, both of them. And we got to send them something. I think that'd be really, really
so
cool.
So what was it again? They went 200 miles from where they live?
Yeah. So no, they actually, they rode, I think it was rode 300 miles by train.
I thought he said 500.
Jeez. Or no, yeah, 500 miles by train.
And then 200 by
then
car?
250 by car. Up into the Arctic Circle, 200 miles from the Arctic Circle.
That's insane.
Just for the
just to get up there, because there's no radio interference that comes up that way, because everything's probably directed east to west, lower. So
I mean, that's all legit. I mean, everything.
I think you were reading it because
you were kind of keeping it hush hush, and then I was driving and I heard you talking about it. I'm like, is this some kind of BS, but I guess not.
No,
you
know I mean, he sent us a recording of the broadcast.
Yeah, I heard that.
I wish I had it up so I could play it for people, but I don't have my phone. But it's so cool. I think it's so interesting and really a nugget of, like, just a good thing to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if it's not the most significant thing ever, but just such a cool thing. You don't see those little nuggets of joy in life every now and then.
Just
but
imagine how impressed they would be if they could have heard us.
Right.
All of our intelligent conversations.
Right. I wish that they would have been listening. I wish they would have tuned in when we were on here. I looked up, Joe, it says, I said, how do AM radio waves go so far? Very intelligent question to ask Google. It says, AM radio waves can travel long distances because they reflect off the ionosphere, a layer of charged particles in the Earth's atmosphere. This allows them to bounce back to Earth and reach receivers far beyond the direct line of sight from the transmitter. Now, so I guess from Wheeling, it just went up, bounced off the Earth, and then down and hit Finland.
Now, and I don't know if it stays indicates anything in there about this, but I always found it when I would do that, like trying to, and I wasn't looking for anything specific other than just trying to find something. It always seemed to come through way better at night.
I was going to say that.
So what happens in the daytime is that there's interference just by all the actual natural stuff that's happened in the air in the daytime. But when the sun goes away, then in the dark, radio waves travel better. But they also, what happened to a lot of stations, including ours, and if you've ever had listening to our station at nighttime, because of legal reasons, we have to power down our station. So if you have a bad signal at nighttime, it's not because it's not because you're not getting a good signal. It's because we have to power down our station so that other stations can take over the like some of our area because they're legally they have. It used to be because of the war, because there were some kind of radio broadcast that needed to get out during the war. And they would power.
I like that he just said the war.
Nobody would ever think that you'd have
the Great War.
Yeah,
that there'd be any legalities involved with that. You wouldn't think that at all.
Yeah, every night we power down.
What button do you hit?
It says it's automatic. Well,
you had to come down every night.
I have to go down and I got to pull a giant wall lever.
You got to climb the ladder up to the top.
What does it say though?
Well, it says useful daytime AM service is generally limited to a radius of no more than about 100 miles. Even for the most powerful stations, however, during nighttime hours, the AM signal can travel over hundreds of miles by reflecting from the ionosphere, a phenomenon called skywave propagation. So,
yeah,
stronger at night. It's always cool hearing where people are listening from because when we were doing the pickleball, we had a few, maybe 20 or so people watching when we did the pickleball, and I just would kept reiterating while we were live, you know, let us know where you're watching from. We had people from New York watching because they had some
where
people in the tournament.
And Beaver County, right?
Yeah, Beaver County, PA, right above Pittsburgh, and then somebody else from New York because they had some relatives that were in the pickleball tournament. But it always is cool hearing where people are listening from and or watching from. So, again, hey, if you're watching this and you're out of the area,
awesome.
Let us know where you're watching from. I always think that's cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, tell us if you're from Elm Grove, Woodsdale.
There's something about though being at radio to me that is a little more significant because really all you have to do to watch this is just open up your browser.
Yeah,
for radio, for them to pick it up live off the airwaves is just crazy to me. I think that's so cool.
And I think have you heard? I don't know if it was radio ads or TV ads or it could be both. They were trying to do some bill about passing some law or whatever to eliminate AM radio from cars. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going. I don't know the reasons why, but I that would suck.
Good thing we have FM too.
Right. But like if you're listening to a station on AM that's kind of far away, but you get a decent reception. But then you go underneath the power line, and you just get tons of static.
Yep.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I don't even think I'm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I never listen to AM.
Because I try to listen to the Browns, ESPN 850 up there, and sometimes it comes in really clear. And when I'm driving, though, it might fade up. But once you go under a power line, it just, you know, for
I don't think I've ever noticed that.
Try it
sometime.
I listen to WKUK, the Pittsburgh Jazz Channel, the 88.1. And I listened to that when I was in college at West Lib. And I would drive around in the daytime, and you could never, ever, ever pick it up. It would be in and out. And it's funny, though, too. When I was driving down towards the school, I could hear it. But if I was driving away from the school, I couldn't hear it. Mm-hmm. It would crackle and go out. And every now and then when I would turn, it would get better or worse. But at nighttime, it would be crystal clear. Yeah. And I could listen to the
Pittsburgh
Jazz.
Well, and you know, when you mentioned Pittsburgh, I think it could still be true that 1020 WK, was it KDKA?
KDK, radio? Yeah.
I think they had the strongest. What's that, like 50,000 watts or whatever?
No, really?
I think, seriously, you can even look that up.
Probably
the
them.
KDKA was one of you could hear that, I don't know what you say, the farthest away, but KDK, and I don't know, that station's so old. But,
yeah, KDK,
and you know, there
WD,
was something
D.
weird about that, because isn't it all the stations from, like, west of the Mississippi or something start with K.
Chris,
and everything from the east starts with a W.
Yes,
and with the exception of KDKA, and I don't know why that is.
Yeah, and I, Chris, I thought when we first got involved
TV
with
TV stations too,
or even when I was younger, when I got involved, like knew what WKKX and the Watchdog was. I never understood why it was called WKKX. I always thought it was like Wheeling, like Knowledge. I don't know, or WVLY. I thought it was always West Virginia Live yearly or whatever. But it ends up that none of those are actually chosen. you're just randomly assigned.
Oh, is that how that
call
is?
Letters? Yeah, you're just randomly assigned call letters. I believe, I could be wrong, because WOMP WOMP
been around just as long as I can remember.
Yeah,
and now do we? There's no more WWVA.
No, no, actually, no.
That used to be 1400, I think, maybe.
What did they play? What did they?
Well, I just, they always had the Jamboree on every Saturday. You
no,
know,
I think they still are. I think there's a there's an 1370? Appalachian there's no. an Appalachian like folk country station that I found online that is still broadcasting and actually doing pretty well for listenership. Probably yeah. older folks, but
I'm an AM radio fan.
It's fun though. I just there's something I know radio's dying, and this is kind of cool that we actually are talking about this because we never talk about what we actually do in radio. Radio is 100% dying. Like in probably 20 years, no one's gonna have a radio in their car other mm-hmm. than you just get in and play Spotify. But there's something about a radio that is sitting behind a microphone and me talking instead of this is we're talking. I go home for 2 days, come back. Edit it, send it out. So this has happened. This is done and gone. Mm-hmm. Radio, when it's live, and I know there's a producer in the booth and there's a host there and you can hear him talking, there's something about that that I really like. And I think that's why live streaming is really popular. It's because you can interact. I just, there's something I wish it wasn't going away. I wish it was still like booming and everybody's getting their car excited.
I don't think it's really fully going away. I think it's just being delivered in different ways.
Yeah. I mean,
I think people still like look forward to shows.
Yeah, like I listen to 93.7 The Fan every morning when I leave the gym because they talk about Pittsburgh sports.
I know, but you don't. But eventually, they might be just do away with that, and you get it through their app.
Yeah,
so
then
you have to bring
it
up on your phone.
Yeah.
I thought you listened to it on Spotify.
That's Dayon. Yeah, that's different. That's my boy Dayon. But no, when I leave the gym every morning, I turn to 93.7 Right. Listen to Mackie and. Or Starkey and Bob Pompiani.
Well, you know, that one jackass they have on there, fucking...
they got some...
Filippone.
Filippone might be...
That guy wanted to blow Kenny Pickett.
He
thought he
might
was
be
greatest
the biggest dick in Pittsburgh.
He's the biggest
media.
Homer.
Who was
him,
the old
him
guy?
And from
you hated him.
And it... Which one?
He would call in.
That's a totally different guy. Yeah, no, that he wasn't a host. That's fucking...
I know, he'd call in.
Yeah, shit, what's his name from Uniontown? He'd call into to Zangrilli after the Pirates games. Chuck from Uniontown would call in and he'd talk. It sounded like he was crying after every game. He'd be like, "Dan, I can't do this anymore." Chuck from Uniontown. He calls in every time and talks to Dan Zangrilli, who is also a very, very great host on 93.7.
Being a radio host in a big city would be so
That'd
much
be
fun.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. It would be so much fun to have that interaction with people because you know. Like he was, we have people that listen, but when you're in a city, there's such a there's just a different atmosphere. It's like when we were in Ocean City, Chris. Secrets has their own radio station and mm-hmm. that big radio station up top. Like just
that giant tower.
Oh man, it's just something about it that I love. I think radio is so cool. I should have gotten more into it when I was in high school because Scott Nolte actually had a radio class that we had fun in, and we did our little stupid radio show. Happy
that
talk.
That was a fun. That was really what started our
interest in this
interest
kind of
in
stuff.
Radio. Yeah, just stupid. We eventually ran out of shit to talk about.
It was like
we would just talk like we did earlier. We would just talk about food.
Yeah,
every time.
Food. What's your favorite pizza? Gatorade flavor.
Yeah,
but everybody in the world talks about that. I think that's a relevant topic.
But Job, this goes back to yesterday on the radio. We were talking about people calling in. Whatever happened to that guy? And I don't know if he called this station, Radio Rich.
Oh, my God. No, Chris, he called our station. He called our station, and I picked up the phone, and he said something, and I said, "Well, yeah, can I get a name?" But he goes, "Yeah, this is Radio Rich." He's still alive.
I had no idea he was
still
alive.
Because they would not kick him off, but they would cut him off and stuff. He was a pain in the ass.
I don't know what he would do. Would he get like vulgar, or would he just be? Would he just talk
forever?
Would
he like deformed?
Oh yeah, he's
is he an older gentleman?
Yeah, he would call in. he would go to. Go to Post One Games. He would go out in the parking lot at Post One Games. I think he stole a tire once.
Well, and then thinking of him and then the guy with no names mentioned about writing to the – who did he write to? The Steelers? Yesterday you read that
note? Oh, yeah. You like that, though.
I just did you hear yesterday when we were talking about the guy? I don't know if he wrote it.
Yeah, I was there with you guys.
You were there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
you. Cooley wasn't there.
But I just think that's just mind numbing.
I'm sure. I'm sure we'll get to the time.
It was sent in to write a letter to the owner of the. Was it the Steelers or the
Rooney family? Yeah, Rooney's. Steelers.
And so, and this guy's fed up, telling him what's wrong, what they should have done.
He won't ever watch him again.
He's done. He's done.
And here's the thing. They don't care.
Exactly.
They literally don't care.
So you think he's not watching Saturday at 8 o'clock, he's not watching it.
And then.
He'll show them.
I told you, Chris, I said to Rooney, he'd get that, and they shit. We got this guy. We lost him.
We can't do that. We cannot tolerate that.
Emergency meeting. They call. Sirens are going off.
Yeah.
We lost a single viewer out of Wheeling, West Virginia.
Tell Coach Tomlin we got to cancel the
game. Him now. End the season. Play.
Get George to send him a.
Sell the team.
Get George Pickens to send him a personalized message.
I think after
we got off the air, and I don't know if you heard me talking, I said, I just wish this would never happen, but it would be funny if it did. If they contacted him and said, all right, you know what? Every point you made, we've examined it. We've talked about it. We want you to be the coach, GM. Have at it.
Don't teach him anything. Don't give him anything.
Like I said to Jeff, you just give him the roster. Here's your roster from top to bottom. Have at it, and we'll see what happens.
Good luck. Don't have any staff there for him. No OC. No coaches.
No, he's got to hire his own.
Mm-hmm. What if they call him?
$5 million in this. But if they don't make the playoffs under him, then he's got to give it all back.
Yeah.
What if they call him like, listen, that's fine. We respect your decision, but if we catch you watching this game, we will find you.
Yeah.
I know that's right. And I've seen that so many times, like on Browns message boards, that guys are fed up. And then sometimes you'll read where maybe it isn't. It might have had to do with the Kaepernick situation or those players taking a knee. Yep. I haven't watched the game in seven years. Yeah. I'm done with it. I just turned it off. And I don't watch it nearly as much as I used to, honestly. Yeah. But I still follow it, and I know what's going on. But like these guys, like that said that, like I'm done. I cannot because of all the heartache that you people have caused me.
Right.
I'm done.
Yes. Right. Now you were speaking of not supporting teams anymore, and I've thought about this before. My dad, Coach, really has completely. Because he was a huge Steeler fan.
He was pretty good.
Painted our front yard, the Steelers field, looked like Heinz Field, and was a massive Pirates fan, was a Redskins fan at one point, was a huge Penguins fan at one point. I feel like he has completely just lost his fandom, and he always says, people ask him, say, who do you root for? He says, the team I bet on.
Well, I'm just going to say that has to be one of the reasons.
The team I bet on.
I guarantee if you took a survey nowadays, I would say a lot of people, especially sports bettors, don't really have a favorite team.
I think they kind of ruined sports a little bit. How much betting?
No, and you're 100% right, because that would suck to see if the Pirates somehow got into the playoffs and they had a good chance to make a run. And then Coach is betting against the Pirates or betting the Pirates giving a run and a half and they only win 6-5 and he's kind of pissed. You can't do that.
Chris, he bet their win total under, so he needs them to lose.
I convinced him to bet 2 years in a row. I told him to bet it over, and 2 years in a row he won. But
this year was, I think, even easier than last year.
I think it was with like two games left they got it. I had it over, and it's. Well, it's funny now that he kind of – I feel like he has a little bit of vested interest now back in the Pirates now that I work for the Pirates. But,
right. But he still doesn't seem to be, like, thrilled with him.
No, it's amazing. It's funny to think about this, and I think I was thinking about this the other day, that this whole entire Pine Room thing probably wouldn't even be a thing if the Pirates weren't good in that 13 – that 2013 year, because every night we would cut, even Jubb would come out every night. We'd watch the Pirates play in 2013 when they were good. We would watch every single game outside in the Pine Room, and that kind of sparked.
So we can thank the Pirates for all this.
Thank Russell Martin,
Rob Mikoviak.
Pedro Alvarez, he paved the way.
Yeah. Rod Barajas, Clint Barmas.
Nobody bothered
him. He knows the players.
Russell Martin, the goat.
Jubb, you hold on. Okay, you probably could go around real quick before we're coming to bat up on an hour.
This is such a stupid point.
So catcher. We'll go around. Catcher.
Rod Brajas.
No. In 2013.
Oh, Russell Martin.
Okay. First base. First base might be tough.
Garrett Jones? No, that's...
He played a little bit.
In 2013?
Oh, yes. I did but
Pedro played first, didn't he?
Not in 13. He played... A different.
Who the hell played first this year?
Was he Justin Morneau.
Oh,
they traded for Morneau.
Fucking guy never hit one fucking home run for the.
I know. He was Twins. He was a fucking MVP.
Yeah.
Second baseman is a little short.
No.
Freddie.
Second baseman.
Neil Walker.
Mm-hmm. Shortstop.
Your boy.
You just said him.
Short. He's. He got out of the rundown. Like
no, he was on that team. He was a utility guy. Josh Harrison.
Oh.
Yeah.
But who played short? You just said his name. White guy.
Oh, like Clint Barman.
Yes.
I saw and him in a Clint grand
him and Jordy Mercer.
Pedro played third.
Pedro played third.
Right field was Starling Marte.
Mm-hmm.
Center field, Andrew McCutchen.
Mm-hmm.
Left field.
Actually, you switched. You could go right. Who played left? Okay. Left field and right field. He hit a home run in the wild card game. We traded for him from the Reds.
Oh, Marlon Byrd.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just and who were the pitchers?
Oh boy, Jason Grilly.
Well, he was a closer. Who's the setup?
Mark Hanrahan or no? Mark Melanson.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm impressed.
I know who was the starting pitchers? Lefty started in the wild card. Holy shit, that's amazing. That's like does Jubb no ball?
Wow. Let me get starting pitcher. Charlie Morton.
Yeah,
I love Charlie
Morton. Lefty that started the wild card game. You liked him.
Is he Burnett?
He was on that team.
AJ Burnett,
but that's not who I'm thinking of. Well, another righty is really good.
Damn, that team is loaded.
Lefty. I liked him.
Lefty. He was.
I liked him though.
Yeah, he was from the. Well, that won't help you. He wasn't. He's not American.
He's not American.
Yeah.
Is he fat?
Chubby.
Yeah.
Lefty. He hit left. He hit a home run one time and hurt himself.
I don't know.
Liriano. Francisco Liriano.
Yeah, big
and then you're missing big one Frankie. big pitcher, righty, who was huge. Huge for us. Got traded.
What's skinny guy?
Not really.
Shit.
Garrett Cole.
He's really
good. Oh,
Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
That was a loaded
roster.
That was, you know, they got back in that
why
trade.
The fuck did we not win anything?
They got Joe Musgrove and Colin Moran.
Yeah.
Well, they got kind of screwed.
Musgrove turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, but then didn't we get rid of him?
Who? Yeah. Musgrove, yeah, he went to the Padres.
I don't want to get into it.
Listen,
Jeff,
I don't support trading any of those guys. I only supported Adam Fraser. So I heard you start to say that. Fuck you.
No, because that's my whole point. At that time, that team. There's no reason any of those players in that team should have been fucking traded to anybody.
I agree.
That
Adam Vazos poop.
It makes
they
me,
should have ended the season, and the next season they shouldn't have even changed
well,
the lineup.
14
or
really,
add some even better
right,
players.
Right.
Well, they did. They from 13, fuck, the 15 team won 98 goddamn games.
But then after that season,
didn't
they
go wild card and lose?
They lost to the Giants.
Like wild card that
year
was
really
dumb.
The two fucking the 14 and the 15 was the one game we got fucked in 14 by Madison Bumgarner and then 15 by Jake Arrieta.
If they were still batting against Bumgarner,
they'd have never got it. Same with Arrieta.
Cardinals.
I'll never forget that. It makes me want to throw up.
Pedro Alvarez was the last out.
They were one win. We were up 2-1. We were one win away from going to the NLCS in Pittsburgh. It was game four in Pittsburgh, and we got beat by Michael Wacha. We couldn't get a fucking hit. He was no hitting us until the seventh inning.
One day we'll get the
playoffs
back.
And it makes me sick. And then we went to, I never forget, for whatever fucking reason, we went and watched game five at a different place than in the Pine Room.
Chris, don't you think it's funny you look back, and I know for a fact, when they're winning games, we're saying the same shit that we're saying now about the players now, like how Pedro Alvarez is dog shit, about how the pitching they had rough pitching. But you look back, and those guys look like a fucking MVP.
Well, they won 90-plus games.
Yeah,
I'm saying we're saying the same shit now that we probably were saying, not realizing how lucky that you were to have the team that you had.
Right, because I think 10, 20 years from now, Jack Swinski's still going to be dog shit.
Right, right, right.
And you're right, though. Those are. But
like, you're never going to look back and how we just said, man, fucking Charlie Morton.
You had a frame, Jub.
Oh, I'm out of frame. You're like Charlie Morton, Josh Harrison, Pedro Alvarez. You look back and you go, man, did they have a like, – Pedro wasn't the greatest, but that guy could – that guy in a clutch moment.
He was moment, a good player, man. He was clutch.
He'll hit a nuke. But I'll you look back – then you look back like in 10 years, you're going to look back and go, man, Sawinski. Imagine if we still had him.
No, we'll name him, but we'll be making fun of him.
We'll never say that. But, Jubb, you should have, like this Steeler fan, you know, like Jarrett was saying, you guys started this like in 2013, watching him every night. And when you reached your point of fandom where you were just so disgusted, you should have
wrote a letter.
Hit him with a note or a mm-hmm. letter, tell him how upset you were, what they did wrong, what they should do to right the ship, and then just tell him you're done. So no more games for Jubb. And then, I mean, imagine how they panicked they would get.
Horrifying.
There's a kid down there. He's 19.
He's upset.
Do you guys think, and this, I was talking to, I think it was Nick about this. Nick and I think Cooley might have been there too. Whoever it was. That I feel like everybody roots for their different teams. Like, you root for the Browns. Right. Cooley roots for the Bucks. I root for the Steelers. Jubbs roots for the Raiders.
I don't.
He doesn't. But, and I feel like everybody collectively, even if you don't root for them, want the Pirates to be good. Just because it's good for the game.
I don't watch sports. I don't watch sports. I have no interest in sports.
But you talk a lot on the radio about talking that you do watch it. So you're like a closet. Yeah, I know. I'm starting to think.
I don't. What's the last?
You don't want to, but you
said
do,
the other day, yesterday, you were
bullshit.
Watching the end of fucking game.
You know what the goddamn nail of standings are.
I don't know what the – no, because I was reading it off Matt's sheet. No, listen. I don't follow sports. The only reason I follow sports is if my friends are watching sports with me. That's the only reason I would ever watch a sport. I would never in my life sit down and turn a football game on and watch it by myself. If I do that, shoot me in the head because it's not me. But
if Banana wanted to watch a game, you're there with her. If she said, you know what, just for what, I'm in a mood for football today.
No. Yeah, you would.
No?
No. I'd go play games or something. I would
really?
Not sit there and watch football.
If she wanted you to?
Is it just us two?
Yeah.
Listen, I love her to death.
I don't know if she'd
ever
do
that. I love her to death, but
I
could
be snuggled on a couch. It's 5 degrees out.
I don't think she'd ever do that.
What?
I don't think she'd ever want to watch.
I'd be asleep. I'd be asleep in 30 seconds. I'd be asleep.
All right.
But I would never. I just couldn't. There's no way. There's no way. I'd be up cooking or trying to.
All right. Well, trivia question. Since you were asking trivia on the radio, what wide receiver scored 2 clutch touchdowns for the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday?
My boy. He should be MVP.
Yeah.
Greg
number 4.
Dortch.
Greg Dortch.
MVP, Greg
Dortch.
But what were you going to say?
My point was, I think this year when we all watched in Discord, which is like a chat room, and you can hang out with your friends and like share the screen and watch the game, that was the most I've been enjoyed watching a sport in my probably the past 10 years. Probably when they were good was the last time that I actually watched them and enjoyed it. When we watched Milk Dud, what's his name?
Michael Wayne Taylor.
Yeah, when his little bald head
hit that home run.
I don't know. Well, who were they playing?
They were playing the Astros in Houston.
And they got beat that game.
Oh, they won.
They did get beat that game. That was the beginning of
the end.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the end.
Did he hit a grand slam that game? No.
He had a 3-run homer to put him ahead.
We
and
were
then,
all in one
did
room.
Did Bednar blow that? Or was it the guy with the long black hair?
Yeah, no. It was the
Holderman.
Holderman, yeah.
He was horrible.
Oh. Yeah. That was the beginning of the end. That started. I swear to God, I thought that after that series, the beginning of that series, we won the first 2 games of that series. I was like, holy
shit.
Who
did they beat before that?
He hit that home run, and it was like we won the World Series.
Yeah.
We were all screaming and cheering and hooping and hollering. And for the first time in probably 10 years, I really enjoyed it. We would always, at the beginning of the day, we would say Pirates tonight, and we would all get together at night, and we'd sit in our own setups and watch it online, and we would all enjoy it and cheer and hoop and holler. And then it was like 2 weeks later they were in that
they
skid.
Lost 10 straight.
And
well, you know, and it shows that the quality of their the product they put on the field is garbage, because you think about it, like, coach could very easily you know, in the spring or summer, and say, hey, let's have a pine room night, yeah. And we'll watch the Pirates Friday night. Skeens is pitching against Chris Sale, whoever he plays for, mm-hmm. the big pitching, but they've been so uninteresting, and they just have sucked. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to fucking see you know, Van Meter play.
Key Bryant.
Yeah,
that's
that
an
guy.
Incredible reference, Josh Van Meter.
Sawinski. These well, they not reach, but just bums. I mean, and they never do any. And that just, it kind of chapped my ass. Just like with Cleveland Indians. Like, now they re-signed for like probably the second or at least the second time is Carlos Santana. Like, I mean, that
he's
guy might pay to be 45.
He's got good music.
He does. Black Magic yeah. Woman.
But it's just, it goes to show that if the Pirates were good, people support them.
Well, why in
people
the hell,
watch them.
I agree. But it's amazing. It wasn't all that long ago that the Kansas City Royals won the World Series.
Yeah.
Peaks and valleys.
Boy, how long we've been in the valley?
We've been in the valley for a long time. Lewis and Clark.
Just under those 3 years, you thought, you know, you were climbing up out of that big hole you were in, and then you almost get to the top in 2015. And then all of a sudden, your hand slips and you're
landslide. The rung breaks off the ladder.
You get right to the top and you peek over the ledge and there's another giant mountain and then a landslide and you get crushed.
Yeah, and so we've been there for almost 10 years now, right?
We're still rolling the boulders off our
crushed legs. Right.
Well,
Paul Skeens, he'll bring us back.
Yeah,
you can't do it alone, though.
Nope.
He's like William Wallace. He's got to rally the Scotsman. Anyway, thank you for joining us, Pine Room, episode 142. We're here in the Pine Room studios being listened worldwide all the way to Lapland up in Finland by Yari and our boy Timo.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to them. Hopefully surviving up there. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself. Another thing. Here's what I want to do. I know nobody's – once we start wrapping up, people probably click off. But if you're watching this, we're starting – starting tomorrow, you're not going to see this, but we're starting to stream basketball games. We're going to try. It's like our alpha test. It might go to shit. So if it does go to shit, you'll know about it next week. But if it doesn't, you can go to watchdognetwork.com or follow the Facebook page on our shit or Twitter, whatever. We'll keep you updated. You can go watch that. It's going to be interesting. So enjoy.
But not only that, just look at the debut game we got. Lindsley at Central.
Biggest game in a while.
Yeah, that's an awesome awesome first game.
Hopefully we don't fuck it up.
No, fuck it.
Who cares? If we do, who gives a shit?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. For
peace
all us here
everybody.
In the Pine Room, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody. Love you.